Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In this lesson, I'll explain how to localize our Pet Sounds app. And that simply means that we can present the various bits of text in our app in different languages. For example, I might want to support both English speakers and Spanish speakers, opening up the number of markets I could potentially sell my app in. Now, there's a bit more to selling in different markets than simply localizing my app. However, that would be a big step in the right direction. So our game plan in this lesson is, first of all, to talk about this special file called the appresources.resx file and how it allows us to store name value pairs that we can access in our declarative XAML code. You can also do it in C# code. We won't demo that in this lesson. But then we'll see how to create language and region-specific variations of that file using Visual Studio's tools. And then finally, we'll learn how the Windows Phone 8 operating system will choose the correct version of the appresources.resx file based on the current user's language and region selections. Okay, so if you expand the resources folder, you'll see that there's this file, appresources.resx file. And if you double click it to open it up, in the main area, you see a special designer that has a series of name and value pairs. So on the left-hand side are the names of the settings that we're going to bind to, and on the right-hand side are the settings for a given language. Which language? We can see the very last attribute here, the resource language, is set to EN-US. EN means English, and US is the region. In this case, it means USA. Therefore, these settings should be used in the USA for English speakers. It's also the default app resources file, and you'll see the difference between the default and the other languages and regions that we'll support in just a moment. The name value pairs are mostly snippets of text that we'll use throughout the app. However, the resource flow direction right here is a setting for which direction the character should be represented for this particular language. So as you know, some languages are read from right to left, and this setting would be used throughout the app for this purpose. So as you can see, there's an application title set to My Application. What if I wanted to convert the text block on our mainpage.xaml to utilize this app resources setting? Well, I would use a binding expression like so. Let's get over there, and then here, let's go ahead and change this. Set this there. Okay, so instead of hard coding the name Pet Sounds, what we'll do is set binding path equals localized resources dot application title source equals, and then here we'll go static resource localized strings. Okay, so let's go ahead and push that down like so. Great. Okay, so as you can see, I replaced the hard-coded text to this binding expression right here. This whole thing, actually. Okay, and there's several things at work here that would require a lot of background explanation. For now, just know that we're using a binding expression to bind data to an attribute, the text attribute. The path attribute here of the binding expression refers to the localizedStrings.cs file here in our project. And you can see that it simply just creates an instance of app resources, which provides us access to the appropriate app resources file based on the region and preferred language of the phone's user. And we'll see it all come together in just a bit. Yes. Okay, so the localized resources dot application title. And so this part names or references the specific name entry in the appresources.resx file. The source attribute is bound to localized strings. Again, that's where the compiler can find the source of the localized resources property. It's part of the localizedstrings.cs file. Specifically, it's this class localizedstrings. Okay, so for a more in-depth discussion of how all these ideas interrelate, I would strongly encourage you, if you have any interest in this, to check out this great article on MSDN entitled How to Build a Localized App for Windows Phone. In many ways, this is the article that kind of drove the whole process of this video. So for more information, go ahead and look at this article. But at this point, we're only supporting English in the USA. I'd like to support the Spanish language no matter which region of the world that the user resides. So to do that, what I want to do is right-click the project name Pet Sounds, not the solution, but the project name. I'm going to right-click it and select Properties. And then in the Properties window, I want to, under Supported Cultures, I want to select Spanish. Select Spanish. Next, I want to save this file and close the properties tab, and you see this message depending on what you currently have loaded in the main area of Visual Studio. It says this file has been changed outside of the environment. Do you want to reload the new file? And I'm going to go ahead and select yes. And so now when I do that, notice that there is a new app resources file added. It's appresources.es.resx. The ES is for Espanol. So let's double click it to open it up in the main area. And you can see that by default it's in English. Now, with my son's help, he's a third year high school Spanish student, I'm able to translate the values from English to Spanish. So whatever you do, do not translate the names into another language. Leave them in English and then change the values to the language that you want to support. The names are tokens that are used programmatically. The values are what will be displayed to the end user, all right? Okay, so everything seems in order now. After I've completed the translations, I want to go ahead and run the app and use the phone emulator start button in order to get to the alphabetical listing of apps. So we'll go to the start button, and then I want to look at the listing of apps, and I'm going to go down to the settings app, and I want to, on the system page, and there's several pages here that we can go back and forth with, I want to go down to the language and region. There we go. Currently set to English and United States. And what I want to do is change that to Espanol. And then if you look at the very bottom, there is a button that appears that says restart phone, restart is required. So we'll go ahead and click that. And just to let us know that we're on the right track here, we see hasta luego. Now at this point, Visual Studio might disconnect from the emulator. That's okay. You don't need to be in debug mode in Visual Studio. Just focus on the phone emulator for now. And there's the disconnection, that's fine. Alright, so the phone emulator will use the last deployed version of our app, so it's still on there. We don't have to worry about it as long as we don't completely shut down the emulator. Okay, so once the phone emulator reboots, you can swipe over to the list and see that all of the options are now in Espanol. And so if we scroll down to our Pet Sounds app, and if we click it, we can see that instead of Pet Sounds, the text says Pet Sonida. Okay, I don't know how to speak Spanish, so I'm sorry if I said it incorrectly. But at any rate, you can see that the title has been replaced with the title that we entered in the appresources.es.resx file. All right, so very cool. Now I would simply need to repeat that process, these steps that we took, especially creating those name value pairs and then using the binding expressions throughout the remainder of the app in order to completely localize the app's user interface. Now, unless you're bilingual, you'll probably want to retrace your steps and reset the phone emulator to use English. So let me do that as I close out this lesson. Let's see, we want to get to settings. So at this point, I'm just looking for the little icon with the gear, which is configuration, and then look for region y idioma, I guess, how you say that, and we want to change from Espanol back to English United States, and then I'm assuming that says reboot the phone, and it looks like we got it right. Okay, very cool. So while this is restarting, now there's an easier option too than going through those steps. You can just shut down the phone emulator at this point by using the little X here, or right-click it in the Windows bar and then select Close Window, and that will completely reset the phone emulator and put it back to its original state. And Visual Studio will restart the phone emulator with the default settings the next time you run it. Okay? So to recap, the big takeaway in this lesson was how to localize your app using the app resources files, the project properties, and some binding syntax. We saw how you could set the language and the region of our phone to test our localization customizations as well. So there you go. You just doubled the potential market for your app. Very cool. We'll see you in the next lesson. Thank you.